Right now, though, World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
Thank you so much, and welcome to World on 3 2015 style. I'm looking forward to seeing what the year is going to bring us music-wise and sharing it with you all here on BBC Radio 3. I'm Marianne Kennedy. I don't do resolutions, but I do like affirmations, so I'm going to start out with a favourite sound from a favourite band, the glorious Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino, wonderful voices and traditional songs from the southern heel of Italy, where the dances and songs of the Spider-Averse reign supreme. The venerable ensemble celebrate 40 years together this year, having seen the reigns pass through several generations of the Durante family to the current leader, drummer, singer and fiddler, Mauro. several musical dynasties on the trot here on World on Three in different ways. First off there, we heard the Durantes' Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino from their new album Pizzica Indiavolata, named after one of the classics of the Tarantella tradition. And I'm going to follow that with a Richard Thompson anthem to cast up regularly to our political class in this election year of 2015. That's Enough comes from the Thompson Family album. Maybe some folk would be thinking that it wasn't possible to bring those particular musical relations together on one album, but son Teddy obviously thought so, hitting on the equal share of song contribution as the way to bring Dad Richard, Mum Linda, siblings Jack and Cammy, and Cammy's own family together. And if by his own admission it was something of a field day for his therapist, there are plenty out there who will welcome this bringing together of the family, as the album is simply called.
Always stuck, keep falling for the same old lies. We still keep falling for the same old lies. We still keep falling for the same old lies. Times are tough, times are tough, and that's enough.
That's enough.
That's still throwing fairy dust into our eyes. They're still throwing fairy dust into our eyes. They're still throwing fairy dust into our eyes. Times are tough, times are tough, that's enough,
that's enough.
We can't get a job, we can't pay the rent, we can't feed ourselves, the money's all been spent. Oh, it's pie in the sky and the same. Still keep spinning those old alibis. Times are tough, times are tough, that's enough. There's one of you, 99 of us, with a little sleight of hand, change the laws of the land.
Screw it again, screw it again, screw it again.
Oh, still throwing fairy dust into our eyes. Still throwing fairy dust into.
If you want a better life, you gotta make a change. And if you wanna make a change, you need a union too. And if you want a union, you gotta learn to fight. 'Cause when you got a union, you gotta make it fight for you.
Sitting in the barroom, head in your hands, got to talk to someone, yes, you need a friend. Trouble at the factory, trouble on the line, tell it to the union, it's the best friend you can find.
And if you want a better life, you gotta make a change. And if you wanna make a change, you need a union too. And if you want a union, you gotta learn to fight. 'Cause when you got a union, you gotta make it fight for you.
Sitting in the canteen when your shift is done, trouble in your life now, yes, you need someone. Changing regulations, trouble on the ward, take it to the union, it's what you got that union for.
And if you want a better life, you gotta make a change. And if you wanna make a change, you need a union too. And if you want a union, you gotta learn to fight. 'Cause when you got a union, you gotta make it fight for you.
Do we stand united? Do we divide and fall? Is it one for one now? Or is it all for all? So put the screws on that trouble spot and use the union, the most useful tool we've got.
And if you want a better life, you gotta make a change. And if you wanna make a change, you need a union too. And if you want a union, you gotta learn to fight. 'Cause when you got a union, you gotta make it fight for you.
Better wages and conditions, is that all we need? What about the food we eat and the air we breathe? If you want your union to make a better life, you better make your union help to keep this world alive.
And if you want a better life, you gotta make a change. And if you wanna make a change, you need a union too. And if you want a union, you gotta learn to fight. 'Cause when you got a union,
you gotta make it fight for you.
One of the doyens of folk song and political protest, Peggy Seeger there, If You Want a Better Life, from a topic collaboration with the Trades Unions Federation, who were each marking big anniversaries with the release, but who were also reasserting the label's roots in working class politics, education and representation. The collection is called Voice and Vision, and it's well worth listening to vintage artists and newer arrivals there in this context. Before that, the Thompson Clan en masse with Richards, That's Enough, from their new album Family. And another performer who would no doubt be on the same wavelength as the last couple of tracks must surely be Guinness Nfali Kouyaté, the West African singer and kora player who's never been afraid of exploring the crossing of musical boundaries, most notably as part of the Afrikelt sound system, and who puts words into action as an ambassador for cultural understanding in his current home base of Belgium. Change is his fifth album, continuing on a path of a call to account for folk in authority and those who would see change. And the single kind of sums it up. I want to change. And you?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Scots Zambian singer Namvula Rennie makes her own family connections in this album, but through music, names, places. Her name is given her after her great-great-great-grandmother, who was a priestess of rain, and the album is called Shuesa, after the village her mother's family hail from. And finally, the song we heard there is in tribute to her redoubtable great-grandmother in Salmo, a feisty lady indeed by those accounts. But the musical connections do work on both sides of the family, as it was her Scots missionary family dad who bought her her first guitar, and trips to her Scottish grandparents were likewise full of songs and stories. With all that to explore, we're hoping to get Namvula in session here on World on 3 very soon. We'll keep you posted on that, and I can tell you that Lopa Katari's guests next week on World on 3 will be English folk duo Josiane Clark and Ben Walker. You're listening to Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on 3, with lots of great things to look forward to, musically speaking, in 2015. But let's take a moment just now to look back to 2014 and the summer joy that is always WOMAD. Taking over the grounds of Charlton Park each July for a wild weekend of sounds and sights, flavours and encounters from all round the globe, with world music legends rubbing shoulders with the next big things to come. 2014 saw Radio 3 leaving the genteel and serene surroundings of the Arboretum stage to take up residence on the Charlie Gillett stage in the main arena, giving our live sets a different atmosphere but an equally welcoming audience. And amongst the acts who had the crowd in the palm of her hand was a young London-based Rebetika singer who stepped out from the eclectic klezmer outfit Chicoyoch this past year to make a solo debut album, Mortisa, that had the critics very excited indeed. This WOMAD set shows us exactly why, as Chidem and her band brought the spirit of the sparky Mortisa character of the album title to life on stage.
Aman Cevriye Hanım, kuzum Cevriye Hanım, güzel gözlerin aklımı başımdan aldı. Hey! Ah öldü işte beni, şarkılı güzel sensin, kestane gözlerin beni dertlere saldı. Ah,
My friends and myself are very happy to be here performing at WOMAD. We performed at this year, we performed at another WOMAD in Spain that was wonderful. And it's very exciting and happy to be here. So we brought stories, songs from the Mediterranean to you in Turkish and Greek. Hope you enjoy it.
Αστροπαλιάς έχει κλειδί, κλειδώνει τούρνα, 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 έχει κλειδί, κλειδώνει.
gökten tırnağlar çekilir, iner yerlere dökülür, 15 yaşında bükülür.
Κορίτσια έμορφα, έχει κορίτσια έμορφα, έχει κορίτσια έμορφα, μα δεν τα φανερώνει. Τούρνα, 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 μα δεν τα φανερώνει.
Ateş aldı yandı yürek, sayanında hazır gerek, sanı yerden ayrılanım. Turna, 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 gönül yaralı turna, kalbi yaralı turna.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This was a song. This was a song called Turna in Greek and Turkish. And Turna is a bird, crane. Earlier on, there were other performers from Iran. Sorry, I can't remember their name. They performed a song called Turna as well. Turna in most cultures, including my own one, I'm an Alevi Kurdish person. In my culture, Turna represents beauty. It represents happiness. And also, it represents peace. So this next song is a story of a refugee. He or she, they sing their sorrow away in Cafe Amans, singing, drinking, trying to get rid of the pain. Thank you. Michalis Kulimis on the violin there. Nikos Paldas on calendar.
See what I mean about the audience. Highlights from a wonderful set by Chidem Aslan and her band on the BBC Radio 3 Charlie Gillett stage at WOMAD last summer. And there's just a little more by way of festival memories still to come in tonight's show with an African star who is a last-minute bonus for the Radio 3 stage. Stay with us to find out more. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3. And this next track takes us to one of India's holiest cities, Varanasi, one of the destinations for Serbian percussionist Srđan Baronja during 10 years and over 100,000 miles of travels and researches across the Balkans, the Middle East and the Indian subcontinent. In fact, he spent a good while in Varanasi, feeling it to be something of a spiritual home. And this landscape of an album on Arc Records would therefore be a kind of musical love letter to the place. The recording takes us from streets to celebrations, studio sessions to informal jams. And it all starts, quite rightly, with Birdsong at Dawn in this opening track, in the company of a group of elders who gather to practice Sanskrit recitals in a form of meditative playing known as dhyana.
Kavakshi jivam drakshet chamse sarvabhagala kamakshi chibukam jakshe vacham me sarvabhagala divaya bhadrakali cha vrishthavanshe dhamdhari divaya bhadrakali cha vrishthavanshe dhamdhari nailamiva mahikanthe nalika pralakumvari nilagiva
thank you.
Just two of the many musical facets portrayed in Music of the Holy City, with Pandit Dhruv Nath Mishra and Ravi Tripathi playing excerpts from the Raga Madhuvanti, the honey raga, following the morning mantra of the Sanskrit Dhyana. And they all feature on Sergiane Baronya's Varanasi, a beautiful album. Now, if you were with us just before Christmas for the announcement of the F-Roots magazine award winners, congratulations once again to Eliza and Martin Carthy. You'll have heard editor of the magazine, Ian Anderson, making his prediction for the must-listen-to sound of 2015. For him, it's English instrumental music. And though I'm sure he and I, and plenty of you too, I'll bet, would happily and quite vigorously debate this one, there's no doubting the quality of the album he brought to illustrate the point. Box player Andy Cutting, fiddler Sam Sweeney and concertina player Rob Harbron hit on the idea of a trio recording while working as part of Faye Heald's Hurricane Party. And the result is rather delicious. Understated, but it runs deep, born of no need to be flash because it's kind of all there. Here they are as Leverett with the opening track to New Anything, a 21st century face on an 18th century tune, Bagpipers.
Thank you. hold you, Jenny, I'm off for the rolling sea. They've given me a golden guinea, which they say has enlisted me. And I'm off to fight for the army as a Lancashire Fusilier. Rolling my musket in my arms instead of my Jenny dear. It's no use to fall a-crying, give your senseless weeping o'er. Many's a day you've heard me sigh, you should have been kind before. And I'm off to fight for the army as a Lancashire Fusilier. Rolling my musket in my arms instead of my Jenny dear. What if heart and spirit sinking, what if I should come to shame? Be as it may, I'm thinking you alone will be to blame. And I'm off to fight for the army as a Lancashire Fusilier. Rolling my musket in my arms instead of my Jenny dear. Long and dearly I have loved you, you must full well have known. If I never had faithless proved you, then I might not have reckless grown. And I'm off to fight for the army as a Lancashire Fusilier. Rolling my musket in my arms instead of my Jenny dear. Fare you well, the hours are flying, it's time that I was gone. When next another heart you're trying, Jenny, look unto your own. And I'm off to fight for the army as a Lancashire Fusilier. Rolling my musket in my arms instead of my Jenny dear. And I'm off to fight for the army as a Lancashire Fusilier. Rolling my musket in my arms instead of my Jenny dear.
Two rather potent trios there, drawing on the power that comes out of improvisation and response. That was flautist and singer Nuala Kennedy with John Doyle and Eamon O'Leary, collectively known as The Alt. They've made their reputations on both sides of the Atlantic in various disguises or guises, so it's rather apt that the sessions that spawned that album, including that song, Going for a Soldier Jenny, should have been rehearsed and developed in Sligo in Ireland and then recorded over in a wee cabin in the Appalachians. Before that were the English trio Leverett from their very fine New Anything debut. So let's make it a trio of trios to show the infinite variety of the power of three, with a French-Canadian band that made a great impression over here in the autumn on tour. The Québécois Bon Débarras take various global influences to infuse their take on their own tradition, but at the heart of it all is a definite Québécois beat and, of course, the ever-earthy approach to the fundamentals of life, like how to hook up with a girl without her mum and dad getting to hear about it.
Cigalo pour la pointe au pain. Cigalo pour la la pointe au pain.
Sounds like they did pretty well on the persuasion front. Tigalop pour la pointe au pain from Quebec's Bon de Bara, and that from their album Errance. This is Marianne Kennedy with the first World on 3 of 2015. And one more chance now to remind you of what a bumper musical year the show had in 2014. Back to July and the BBC Radio 3 Charlie Gillett stage, where we spent a hectic WOMAD weekend in the company of some great musicians, including Oliver Mutukudzi, who graced the Radio 3 stage at the last minute, as travel traumas had meant he'd missed his scheduled slot on the open stage. ours and your bonus to have the Zimbabwean star known as Tuku back home playing for us at the festival. A musical force for 40 years and more, alongside fellow Zimbabwean legend Thomas Mapfuno and Oliver's own Black Spirits band. Oliver was in great form then, with the Tuku music still accompanied by some very fine dance moves to boot.
Thank you very much.
Come mira, 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 come
Combina. Combina, mas agora não, não é. Uma noite me namorei de te ver.
Thank you.
Oliver Mutukudzi on form at WOMAD in the surroundings of a beautiful English summer in Wiltshire's Charlton Park as part of BBC Radio 3's live coverage from the festival. Remember, you can check out a whole load of world music memories online, especially a series like our Commonwealth Connections with music and cultural insights from around the world connected to last summer's Commonwealth Games, and also the rich variety of unexpected treasures of the Radio 3 World Music Archive. So, to tempt you into that virtual treasure chest, we're going to play an archive gem each week here on World on 3. And I suppose this next track illustrates perfectly what's special about this collection. International chorus star Tumani Djibati, you can hear often enough on stage or in recording, and it's always fabulous. But to catch him in an intimate moment of music making at home, that's something out of the ordinary. As producer James Parkin rightly describes it, it's something of a privilege to be invited to be part of a moment like this, as Tumani road tests the musical possibilities of a new instrument with Musu Maramba, Beautiful Woman, music from his own father's Gambian roots.
Thank you.
A new kind of Afro-Celtic, brothers Audran and Yannick Plontek joining forces with beatmaster Gabriel Ndombe for an electronic take on the Breton Festunoz or Ceilidh Nights, and a new album out bearing the Plontek name as the band's identity. Before that was Toumani Djibati from the BBC Radio 3 World Music Archive. Do have a good rummel through the online vaults there find the podcasts and various options there on the Radio 3 website. Family connections of a different kind next. And it's kind of hard to believe that the husband and wife banjo maestro combination of Abigail Washburn and Bela Fleck are only just now bringing out a duo album for the first time. But this song comes from just that. A song born of yet another family tie, hooking into the time, Abigail says, just after the birth of their son, Juno, when she sorely needed the encouragement of what you gonna do to get her going each day. Happy birthday to Taraf Tahiruq. Where do you come from, dear old lady? The track from the 25th anniversary album of Lovers, Gamblers and Parachute Skirts. And the band will be returning to a favourite stage for the beginning of their celebrations at Celtic Connections in a couple of weeks' time, where World on Three are likewise in residence for the three Friday nights of the festival. I'll be there for two live shows at the lovely CCA in Sauchie Hall Street, the Beeb's home for the whole of Celtic Connections. And this year, Lopa Qatari will also be venturing north for the last weekend of the festival, a World on Three tag team. You have been warned, Glasgow. Lopa's first show of the year is next week with Josiane Clark and Ben Walker in session. And in the meantime, I'm going to leave you with London-based Nigerian saxophone player Peter Olatunde Adeshile, for whom music is an expression of love for friends, for family and for his God. So, by way of the Fountain Church in Barking, and with thanks to producer Juan Carlos Jaramillo and James Birtwistle in the studio tonight, here's Peter from his album Kakaki and a slice of Ghanaian gospel praise. Good night.